And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, we got a lot of secrets today. This is a whole volume of secrets, and we really get into it this time. You know, I tell you, atomic bomb secrets. It's a new book we're offering through the ministry. Atomic bomb secrets. You know, you would think the most violent and deadly weapon in the world would have a lot of secrets attached to it. And it does. And we're going to cover them. There are things I didn't know. We're offering a new book by David Dionisi. And David, he's written a number of top books. But he tells me that there are a lot of secrets surrounding the invention of the atomic bomb and its employment on Japan, and it's related to Christianity. Christianity is getting it in the neck today. We're really in it for it, friends. I'm telling you, this is a pitched battle. You think everything's going to clear up and everything's going to be okay, but watch out. Things are fixing to go right through the roof. I mean, the devils are angry. I mean, the devils. Now, if you don't believe in devils, well, the Bible has a lot to say about demons and devils. You'll read about it in the Gospels. Jesus confronted many of these devils, and of course, he defeated them. And most people don't know that when Jesus died, he went down into hell. Oh, you say, what? Oh, yes, he did. The Bible says he went down into hell, and he defeated the devils down there. It's an amazing story. He triumphed over them, Paul said in the Bible. Of course he did. He triumphed over them. But he had already won his victory over the devil when the devil told Jesus, you know, brought him to the top of you know, a top peak and said, look down upon all the world. All these kingdoms are mine, and I will give them to you if you will bow down and worship me. All of the kingdoms of the earth are mine, said the devil. A lot of people say, well, no, this world belongs to God. It only does belong to God if you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, you're in the kingdom of God. You're spiritually in the kingdom of God. Did you hear me? Let me tell you again. If you're a Christian, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you have been translated into the kingdom, and therefore your king is King Jesus, and he is so powerful, he's not going to let anybody touch you unless there's some reason that he wants, unless there's some reason that I cannot fathom or see but exist, and which God will eventually correct, but he allows certain things to happen to us for our own good, and then he'll take care of you. You'll end up fine. Just read the book of Job, see what happened to Job. But know this, my friends, if you're in the kingdom of God, which is right here, right now. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm here in the United States. I'm in Texas or Mississippi or New York. And there's a horrible world around me, a terrible world of demonstrations and rioting and murders. And I know all that. But you're protected by God. Doesn't that give you a good feeling, my friends? Nobody is going to harm you unless God says so. He's going to have a mighty purpose. He might. But I'm telling you, there are secrets in this world that are going on, and they don't have a lot to do with you and me, but you need to know about them because you need to know how wicked the world is because you have been brought out of the world. You were ransomed. Jesus paid us a terrible cost for you and me. He went to the cross for us. He died for you and me. But he raised again and in triumph. And he's Alpha and Omega, and you are in the kingdom. Most people say, well, the kingdom's going to come someday. When Jesus returns, he'll bring his kingdom with him. Well, he's going to destroy the devil, no doubt about that, but his kingdom is already here. You say, well, where is King Jesus? Well, call on him. Call on him. Knock on his door. Actually, he's knocking on your door. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, he knocks on your door. He's constantly seeking companionship with you. Well, we're going to talk about atomic bomb secrets and President Donald Trump's promises. Boy, he's keeping them, isn't he? One after another. And it's disturbed the devil's world. The devil's world and all of these satanic people throughout the United States and the world. I mean, they were winning. They were fixing to overturn everything and destroy the kingdom of God. But Jesus says, no, you're not. Somebody asked me, do you think that Donald Trump's presidential election, his surprise win was by divine intervention? Well, what else could it be? Everybody said he was going to lose. Everybody's got it in for the guy. All of the rich, all of the elite, all of the highfalutin noblemen, all of those kings and queens and, you know, a lot of drag queens too in that title. They hate him. All of Wall Street hates the guy. All the university professors think they're really hot shots and they hate Donald Trump. And he just keeps on. He keeps on. The Republicans, you know, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, the queer John, Lindsey Graham. What a queer that guy is. He's queer. Homosexual is a $3 bill. Congressman Ryan, the Speaker of the House, he's against Trump and he plays around. You're like, we're going to back him up. The Congress has done nothing since Trump was elected, even before he was elected. How many jobs have they created? Trump went out and got the Carrier Air Conditioner Corporation. He got Toyota. He got all of these car makers. He got Fiat. He got SoftBank. He got the guy ahead of Alibaba, the Yahoo and Google of China. Got him to agree. Foxconn, the biggest corporation in the world from China, got him to agree to give us, $7 billion. Building new factories where people could work. The forgotten man was forgotten until Trump comes along. And everybody told him, you can't do anything. Don't worry about those people up in the Midwest, in Michigan, in Ohio, Pennsylvania. Don't worry about them. Illinois, don't worry about those people in the Rust Belt. Hillary said they're all going to vote for me because they're all stupid Democrats. But that's where Trump went to campaign. Right there at the Rust Belt, right where they told him you can't win. Only Hillary can win here because these people are so stupid. They only vote Democrat. Well, they surprised him, didn't they? They surprised everybody. They voted for Trump. They're not so stupid after all. You know, Jesus Christ said he uses the foolish to confound the wise. The people who think they're wise in their own deceit. They deceive themselves. Nancy Pelosi was on television just yesterday and holding some town meeting, I think with CNN. But in any case, there she was holding this town meeting, sitting up there like some little princess. Some old little princess. And a woman got up and almost in tears said, you know that illegal immigrants killed my son. And Pelosi just sat there unmoved. She says that the illegal aliens murdered him. They took my son and they tortured him and they beat him and then they killed him. They're illegal aliens, but they're in this country doing these horrible things to my son. And you don't want to do anything about it. And you know what Nancy Pelosi told her? Well, in my sanctuary city of San Francisco, the illegal aliens don't commit any crimes. What a filthy, dirty, rotten liar Nancy Pelosi is, my friends. What? That's exactly the place where it was. What was the, I'm sorry, I'm so upset at the woman's name, Kathy Steinle. Yeah, the lovely girl. Lovely girl. Was murdered on the street. She was just walking with her dad and her brother and a man who had 6 or 7 times had been deported came up and just shot her just for the hell of it. Then that man told the police, well, I'm in San Francisco because this is a sanctuary city. I knew they would protect me. He had all those crimes. He'd been deported 6 or 7 times, but he came back to kill Miss Steinle. As she fell to the ground being shot in the back, she cried out to her father, please help me. But he couldn't help her. Because that filthy, dirty, rotten homosexual city of San Francisco protecting the homosexuals and the rotten, dirty drag queens and transgenders and the illegal aliens had already seen fit to allow this rotten sanctuary city monster who'd been deported all those times to come back to get a gun. He stole the gun from a cop car, as it turned out, and shot poor Ms. Steinle. There in San Francisco, it's on the record, and that's one of hundreds and hundreds and over 1,000 crimes in the last couple of years by illegal aliens. Yes, in San Francisco. That's right. That's right. Go look it up. But Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats' leader in the House of Representatives, said, in my sanctuary city of San Francisco, illegal aliens don't commit any crime. You're such a filthy liar. You don't even deserve, you don't even deserve our attention. I doubt if I'll ever speak again about Pelosi. She's a Catholic who supports the killing of little babies through abortion. Of course, she's a millionaire. Of course, many times over. Through rotten deals, worked with lobbyists and so forth. Well, I'm glad Trump's doing what he's doing. Keep it up, Donald Trump. You got my support. Now, he said that he was going to appoint a Christian, someone who would be like Justice Scalia, someone who would be would keep, you know, the Constitution. Now, apparently, this guy, Neil Gorsuch, is one such man. And Trump has appointed him. Now, surely Trump is keeping his word. And this man is pro-life. If he turns out to be pro-homosexual, I'll be the pro-death, that is, pro-abortion, I'll be the first to admit that Trump really messed up. Trump will lose my support fast. Because I told you before that, as far as I'm concerned, that was the one issue. If you cannot support life, even the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson penned it, and in it it says the right to life, that people of the United States have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What comes first above all things? Life. But the Democrats say, no, we're for death. They're the death party. They're murderers. Trump comes up and says, I'm going to give you life. I'm going to give you a life candidate, a pro-life. And evidently he did in candidate Gorsuch. And did you know that all these demonstrators, all of these Marxists, and atheist, and Satanist, and Democrats, and yes, even Republicans, horrible Republicans, the establishment, they already had their signs made up. They didn't even know who was going to nominate. They had to write in the name of the candidate, the charge, the nominee, that is. They had to write in his name on their placards. And within 1 minute of him being announced, they were out demonstrating. We're against Neil Gorsuch. Well, do you know of any decisions that he has made as a judge? He has, you know, years of record, at least 10 years on the court of appeals. Well, he's just bad because he's pro-life. Or he's bad because Trump appointed him. Yeah, sure. And then this immigration flare-up. This, you know, Trump wanted to pause, just a little pause, of seven countries. All of these destabilized countries that Obama and Hillary Clinton destabilized and committed murder against millions of people there. He says, let's have a little pause. Let's stop this a little bit. Bring in all these tens of, hundreds of thousands of immigrants. We need to find out who they are, and we need to vet these people and check them out. Well, that's terrible to actually check out who's going to come and stay in America. Oh, that's, you're a mean, mean man. And Charles Schumer, Senator Schumer, actually got up and started crying. Faking tears. This man doesn't cry over anything. He's a hardened Jewish Democrat pro-abortionist. Schumer cried. And what did Trump say? He noted. He said, these are fake alligator tears. And they are. You know, the immigration thing. Trump has an agenda, and he's carrying out everything. Believe me, he's going to get to the religious rights. You know, now it is so that, you know, if you're a pastor somewhere, you can't really speak the truth. Now you say, how do you know that, Tex? I know because I was investigated by the IRS for 4 years. Well, what was it, Tex? Did they want to check your financial records and your money things? They started there and they didn't find anything. And then they said, now we're going to check your philosophy and viewpoints. That's what they actually wrote down. We're going to investigate your philosophy and viewpoints. Now, I've had a lot of pastors say, I can't believe that. The IRS is not interested in anybody's philosophy and viewpoints. Yes, they are. The IRS is all run by Democrats. The nonprofit organization and the head of the IRS are all a bunch of liberal Democrats. And they hate Christians. They love these liberal churches. If you're a Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopal church, you want abortion and all this other stuff, they love you. They don't even investigate you. But if you're a Tex Mars who says killing little babies is wrong, oh, we're going to have to investigate you. Oh, you're not mainstream America. You know, you're far out. You're a fringe candidate. You're a fringe pastor. We're going to investigate you. And they did. Imagine 4 years. They demanded to see every tape we'd ever made, every radio program I'd ever done, every book I'd ever done, every sermon I ever preached, every video I ever produced. They wanted them all. That was my philosophy and viewpoints. What right did they have those? None. And you know what? Let me tell you something, my friends. Nobody helped me. Oh, there were a few small people. And you, the audience, my audience, you helped. And I appreciate it so much. Did I have the pastor of First Baptist Church, Austin, Texas, come and say, I'm going to support you in this, text. The IRS can't treat you that way. No, he didn't do that. Did the pastor of the Second Baptist, First Baptist Churches of Houston, Texas, or the biggest Dallas, the First Baptist Church, biggest Baptist church in the world in Dallas, Texas, did that man come down and say, listen, I'm gonna help you on this? No, none of them helped me. They all said, we can't do anything. It's the IRS. Whatever they want to do to you, they're going to do to you. Well, I said, no. I got me an attorney, got me a good accountant. We sued the IRS. And by the way, they backed down. Took us 4 years, but the IRS backed down. Because I have God on my side. Does that surprise you, friends? I won because I have God on my side. They didn't get 1 cent out of us. Not 1 cent. And we're still preaching on just like we've always done. No, they didn't get 1 cent out of us. They won't get any cent out of us. They won't get anything out of us. Now there's a man. Do you ever go to Breitbart? Breitbart? Breitbart.com, B-R-E-I-T-B-A-R-T, Breitbart. Breitbart.com started this. There was a gentleman who started this news website called Breitbart.com. I go to it every day. I go to a number of websites. I go to WorldNet Daily, WND. I go to InfoWars, of course. I go to Rents.com. And, of course, I start off with Drudge.com. All these are alternative, right-wing, I guess you could call it. They're independent. They're not controlled by the mainstream polluted media. You know, the ABC, NBC, CBS, all of those cruds out there that just present all the fake news are a bunch of liars. I don't mess with those people. I tune in sometimes to them. I tune in to MSNBC and CNN. Why? I like to keep up with their lies. I like to know what fake news they've got now. And boy, they pile it on every night. Lie, 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 lie. Then when I go to the real news, I go to InfoWars and WorldNet Daily and Drudge.com and so forth. Well, there's a guy named Milo Yiannopoulos. Let's see, I think that last name is Yiannopoulos. Yiannopoulos. Milo, M-I-L-O, Yiannopoulos. He's a blonde. Actually, I think he's a black-haired guy, brunette, but he dyed his hair blonde. He's about 30. He's sort of a Trump supporter. He's sort of a conservative guy. He was from Great Britain, but I believe he's an immigrant to the United States now. He's your typical, you know, conservative guy. Only about 30 years old. I guess you could call him a millennial. He got a job writing a column for Breitbart.com. And he made a lot of people mad. It seems that this Milo is pretty clever. He's also gay, which I don't particularly like, but, you know, he is gay. And he's a white guy. As I said, he's blonde-haired. And he's very clever, and he gives the Marxist left-wing people sort of fits. He's been going around to college campuses recently speaking. Now, he's a nonviolent guy. He doesn't have any guns or anything like that. He uses his mouth. He speaks. And he puts on a performance. He's sort of funny, they say. Very clever. Very witty. And colorful. But he makes fun of the left-wingers. You know, the snowflakes. You know, the ones that say, oh, somebody wrote on the blackboard of school Trump's name. I'm so scared. Well, you know, what are they talking about? Oh, we need a safe space. I just saw Trump on TV. I'm terrified. Oh. Yeah, there are a lot of people like that in the world. Well, Milo makes fun of them. He has a lot of bling, you know, a lot of gold and all that stuff, and he dresses up, and he is gay. I don't care to go hear the guy, but evidently he makes fun of the left-wing radical Marxist. And man, they're mad at that guy. They're angry at that guy. So they go out, hundreds, thousands now, go out everywhere he's going to talk to, and he's being invited to all these college campuses. It's gotten so bad that they invited him to come and speak at the University of California at Davis, UC at Davis. But he couldn't come because the people rioted and demonstrated, and they didn't want him to talk. You see, he's so clever, and he can outdo them because they don't really have anything to say. You know, liberals, Democrats, they're all a bunch of lying dogs. They have nothing important to say. They have no truth. They use all fake news, and you can easily put them down. And that's what Milo does. You know, they try to say all this stuff and about Trump or whatever, or about our Constitution. He just rips them. He lays into them. And he wins. He's smarter than all of them. He's smarter than all the hundreds of Marxists that go to his talks. And they don't want him to talk anymore because he's winning. Everywhere he goes, he wins. I give the guy credit for that. So Milo wins. And they're saying this guy's winning. We can't let him speak anymore. Well, how about free speech? Well, it's not free speech because he always defeats us. He's always winning over us. We can't take it anymore. So they're burning down buildings, setting bonfires out, breaking the windows of college buildings where he's going to talk. Now, the colleges have tried to stop him. These student groups have been inviting him, the conservatives. But all the universities, you know, they're all liberal. They're all anti-American. They're all pro-communist. They're all pro-Hillary. And they want to stop Milo, too. So they're saying, well, Milo, since you've been invited to our college by the student group, we'll let you come. But you're going to have to provide security. We're not going to provide you security. And, you know, all of our students say they're going to burn down the place. They're going to burn your building down with you in it, speaking. They hate you so much. So you're going to have to defend yourself. Milo says, well, it can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for security. That's your responsibility as a university. I'm a speaker. It's your responsibility to keep me safe. They said, no. Now, this week he was at University of California at Berkeley. Now, that's the most anti-free speech site in the whole world. And they don't allow for a conservative or a Republican even, not even an establishment Republican, to speak to him. And guess who is the president of UC, University of California at Berkeley? Why, it's Janet Napolitano. Why, she worked in the Clinton administration. She was Homeland Security Director. She knows all about security. Well, Milo was scheduled to speak there. And all these Marxists and all these atheists and these Satanists, they all put their mask on and their, you know, and they came out and they almost burned the place down and tore it up. They're still trying to fix the building and put a new plate glass in and fix the doors. And after they, and they had big bonfires and outside. And Milo was unable to speak. And they said, we're just defending ourselves against Milo. So let's face it. They want to kill him. And by the way, a number of Trump supporters were beaten with pipes and with sticks by these demonstrators. Beaten. You see, they want Trump's people to come back at them and to fight them back. But Trump's people are peaceful. They just going to hear a guy's speech, speak. And when they go, they say, you're one of those Trump guys. And they beat him up. And then they say, this was Trump's fault. Yeah, it's all Trump's fault. He's the reason why the Trump supporters are all in the hospitals. Yeah, sure. Thank you, Janet Napolitano. Boy. You know, friends, there's a reason why all those people were around those airports. Think about it. All those demonstrators during this immigration pause, they were just moaning and groaning. We support the Muslims. We're for Islam. Yes, you are. How did they all get out there so fast? How were they at airports across America? And guess what? It seems like they're all getting paid to be demonstrators. They're getting paid. I think the IRS ought to check into this. If they weren't so crooked, they'd be saying, well, how are you getting all this money to go around, travel around the country? How are you getting all this money? Who's paying you? Are they giving you W-2s? Are you reporting your income to the IRS? Aha. Jail these guys for tax evasion. And the people paying them, they're employers, aren't they? They should be brought to jail too. We'll stop this. Well, we'll give Donald Trump some time. He'll stop them. Oh, he's a hateful man. He's a terrible man. Well, he's just doing his job. He just sit back very calmly speaking, putting out presidential orders. Oh, those presidential orders, they're all unconstitutional. When did you ever worry about the Constitution, you jackals? Well, folks, I'll be right back. I have a lot more on the other side. We're having a volume of secrets. Boy, this is a heavy show, isn't it? I'm having fun. I'm Tex Mars. Stay with me, won't you? Hello again, friends. Tex Mars here. You know, we have a new book we're offering to you by David Dionisi. It's entitled Atomic Bomb Secrets. Well, I thought I knew all about these secrets because I've been studying this issue for some years, but I read David's book and boy, there's some things there I didn't know. And some things really disgusted me and made me angry. Oh, made me so angry. It made me angry to understand why they chose Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I thought they just chose two, you know, medium-sized cities in Japan for the first atomic bombs. And I thought these were, they told us, the Truman administration said these were places where they have Japanese military bases. That's why we hit these cities. They have Japanese military bases. Well, I thought, okay, you know, if you had to do it. And of course, Truman said we're saving lives. We're saving hundreds of thousands of American soldiers' lives. Dionisi writes the truth, though. You see, he's gone and got the top secret documents. They've been declassified now. And why? It's been 75 years since World War II. And now we're finding all these secrets out. For example, do you know why they chose those two cities in particular, Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Because one of them, Nagasaki, was the Christian capital, we can call it that, of Japan. Not many Christians in Japan, but it seemed like many had congregated around that city. They had even built a beautiful cathedral at Urakami. A beautiful Christian cathedral! And they say that in that city were 65 to 75,000 Christians. Think about that, folks. And I've read a little bit about Japanese history now, and I find out that when the early Christian missionaries went there, they were met with hostility, anger. You see, they worshiped the Japanese sun god and goddess. And they believed their emperor was part of that, the godhood. They worship him as a divine being. And they said, we don't believe this Jesus. And they began to kill the Christians. And the more they killed the Christians, the more Christians came forth. And pretty soon they were killing their own people, Japanese people. There's a movie out now. I haven't seen the movie, but I did see the previews where they were putting up crosses and they were crucifying Christians in Japan. And you know, I said, well, that's true. I've read about that. The early Christians were met with hostility, anger, and death. But they persevered. And there were 60 to 70,000 happy Christians. Right in the middle of this really devil-worshipping, emperor-worshipping population. And they even had a cathedral built there. It was called the Christian capital of Japan. But then came the atomic bomb. And then there were no more Christians. There were no military bases there. No military bases there. Now who chose the sites for the first atomic bomb attack? It was Jews. Mr. Morgenthau, the same one that killed millions in Germany and others. They decided to kill Christians. I'd never known that. That's just one of the many secrets you'll find out about. They kill these Christians. There were a few prisoners of war, the American prisoners of war held near Hiroshima. They killed them too. And as it turns out, Japan had already offered us surrender. They said, we will surrender everything to you. Whatever you want, take it, please. But Truman met in his office with Jewish representatives, and they said, you know what? We need to show how powerful we are to the world. We need to go ahead and use our atomic bombs. We just developed these atomic bombs. We need to use them. We need to show the world that we're the big boy. They were willing to surrender. Now we have the secret documents that declassified. They were begging us, let us surrender to you. He said, I'll let you right after I bomb you. Truman was a measly little run of a man. What a monster that guy was. A 33rd degree Freemason. He says, I'd rather be a master Mason than the president. That's what the guy said. That's what he said. I'd rather be a master mason than the president of the United States. He was a monster. Now listen, I wasn't pro-Japan. I was against Japan. We were fighting a war. And I believe you got to do everything to win a war. But once you've won the war, once they want to surrender, why let them surrender? Why go and kill them with these secret weapons, these atomic bombs, when they're already ready to surrender? That's what I call just monstrosities. Well, anyway, these are some of the secrets you're going to find in this book. Atomic Bomb Secrets by David Dionisi. Atomic Bomb Secrets, $20. $20. It's around 245 pages, I believe. 245 pages for $20. Please add $5 shipping and handling. Okay? $5 shipping and handling. Atomic Bomb Secrets. I want to tell you, we offer this book also on our website, powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. Or you can phone us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. Or write to us here at Power of Prophecy, or write to me, Tex Morse. Say, Tex, send me the book on the atomic bomb. We'll know what you're talking about, and we'll send it on to you. Atomic Bomb Secrets. First time many of these secrets have ever been revealed. Great book. Our address here, of course, is 1708 1708 Patterson, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now let's return to our regular program. The United Nations, the Vatican, all these Democrats, all these governors, the Republican establishment, the Democrat establishment, all the Hollywood crowd, Hollywood, you know, you call them that, actually. They're all against Trump. They're pressuring him on every side. Why? Because he says, I'm not for globalism. I'm not for the New World Order. I am for America first. I was watching a TV program. Ben Stein, some guy who claims to be a conservative Republican, but he's a Jew, and all the Jews, well, you know what I'm thinking about the Jews. He was telling the Fox News reporter that Donald Trump, he's a big bigot. He's a racist. She says, why do you say that about Donald Trump? Well, because I know he is because of his speeches, what he said. Well, Mr. Stein, what did Trump say that makes you think he's a racist and a bigot? Oh, he's worse than that. He's another Hitler. Ooh, he's another Hitler. Why do you think Trump is a Hitler? She said, because he used that term, that terrible term, America first, said Mr. Stein. Now, I want you to get that, friends. This Jewish millionaire from Hollywood, Mr. Ben Stein, just knows that Donald Trump is a bigot, a racist, and is just like Hitler, because Trump actually used that phrase, America first. You can't use America first, he said. That just tells you right away that he's like Hitler. Wow. So Ben Stein would never say America first. No, it's always Israel first. Do you get it, friends? Of course it's Israel first. They don't love America. They're here for our money. They don't love America. It's Israel first. And if you say America first, you have done the wrong thing. You're just like Hitler. That's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing. Well, Madeleine Albright, she was Secretary of State for Bill Clinton. She's the lady that, you know, she claimed to be Episcopalian. That's about as close to nothing as you can get. I'm an Episcopalian. But then some researchers found out that she was a Jew. In fact, back in Poland, where she come from, or Poland or Czechoslovakia, somewhere, what does it matter? I've forgotten now. But Janet Albright, it turns out that that's where her family cemetery is, and they're all Jews. So Madeleine Albright is actually a Jew. And she went back to visit Europe. She says, you know, I didn't know I was a Jew. Well, of course she did. She's the person who was asked, do you think you did the right thing in Iraq? Over 1 million children and women and older people have been murdered there or killed by us. Do you think you did the right thing? Oh, yes. Yes, I did, she said. Mm-hmm. She's a murderous old lady, too. A hag. Well, she says, now that we got Donald Trump as president, Madeleine Albright says, I'm going to go down and register as a Muslim. I'm not going to be a Christian or a Jew anymore. I'm going to be a Muslim. As an act of defiance against President Donald Trump's immigration plans, I'm going to be a Muslim. Now, let's think about this. Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State. She probably ripped off the United States just like Hillary did. Pay-to-play scheme. It's probably where Hillary learned her, learned how to do it. But in any case, Madeleine Albright, she's going to register as a Muslim as an act of defiance. Because she says we should allow in all the Muslims, even those unvetted. Even those that might do terrible things through bomb attacks and so forth. We've just got to do it. Now, just a minute. She didn't mind bombing all those Iraqis, killing over 1 million people. She's not going to mind all the Muslims bombing Christian sites here in our country either. But, you know, I read this story. She says she's going to register herself as a Muslim. Where in heaven's name do you register? I'm a Christian. I've never gone down and registered as a Christian. I could be an atheist, a Buddhist, a Jain, a Jew. I could be one of 600 different religions. I don't register. We don't register. She's just using this as a pretext. This is some kind of made up. This is drama. This is acting school. This wicked old hag, this murderous wicked old hag. By the way, she's about as lesbian as you can get. I'm going to register myself as a Muslim because Donald Trump's treating the Muslims bad and I'm a Muslim. I'm going to act like a Muslim. Well, you acted like a Christian before, then you found out you were a Jew. You turned Jew. Now you're going to turn Muslim. But Madeleine, you're too stupid to know that nobody registers. You go down and join a mosque. You go down and join a church. Put your name on their rolls. But you don't register. We don't have any registration in America. This is an idle threat. You know you don't register, and you're just a big faker. You know, I'm sick of these people, folks. It's too much. Meanwhile, get this story. You won't believe this. An Islamic cleric, in fact, a leading Egyptian imam, has said on television there that Mother Mary, you know, the mother of Jesus, is going to marry or has married Muhammad in heaven. Now, I want you to think about that. Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus, is going to marry Muhammad in heaven, the prophet Muhammad. Now, Muhammad is higher in the Islamic totem pole than Jesus Christ. And Mary, of course, believed in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. She's saved. That's what the Bible says. And she's married to Muhammad. Of course, she's one of many wives. You realize that. There's also that, 9 or 10-year-old girl that he married, like other Muslims. I think she was 6. I'm giving her a little bit more age than she really. But in any case, this guy, Dr. Salem Abdel Galil, he's a theologian at Cairo's prestigious Al-Azhar Academy. He's former Director General of the Ministry of Religions. Oh, this is a real hobnobbing big shot. He said on his television program, he said Allah, hallowed be his name, chose Mary of all the women. Alongside his other wives, such as Fatima. In heaven, our Quran says that Muhammad will marry the Virgin Mary. Now, Jesus told us that in heaven, no one marries. Now, Mormons like to think they're going to marry here on earth, and they're going to have that wife plus many more. They're going to have celestial wives up in heaven. So the Muslims are just like the Mormons. The Mormons are going to have many wives, and the Muslims have wives too. Now, Mary was a virgin, and that's why Muhammad can marry her, you see. She stayed a virgin. Now, of course, the Bible says she was only a virgin until Jesus was born, and then she had children. Don't you remember James? He's in the Bible. Read about James. He's in the Bible. Yeah, there's children in the Bible from Mary. Jesus said there is no marriage in heaven. But it says here, the Quran says, Allah will give Mary to Muhammad. You know, I think this is just the devil working here. It is. This guy's an idiot. Boy, boy, boy. I'm just tired of these people. These Muslims. But Islam is a religion of peace, says the actress Meryl Streep. Islam is a religion of justice and peace. Yeah, that's why they give justice to those daughters that are killed by their fathers. Hundreds are murdered around the whole world every year. Why? Because they've grown westernized, or they dated a Western boy, or they didn't marry the one whom the family selected for them to marry. If you go against your family's choice, you'll die. And they take a butcher knife and just kill them. The father and the mother, I mean, one case, it was right here in the United States. They invited the daughter over to a meal, and she thought they were going to forgive her for going in a romantic relationship with a Christian boy. And the girl, I think she was like 18 or 19, went home to enjoy a wonderful meal with her mom and dad. They met her at the door. They took her down. They tied her up. And then both the mother and the father killed her. They butchered her. This is what you get for going with a Christian. This is what we do in Islam. Yeah, well, you don't. That's a murder. A murder. The guy's in prison now, of course. He's found out that in America, we don't sort of go for that. Did you know that in Somalia, you were allowing all these Somali refugees to come in the United States? And guess what they do in Somali? Now, if you got children, take their little ears away from this. But I want you to know that it is traditional among the Muslims in Somalia in Africa. They cut off the clitoris. The woman is not to have any sexual enjoyment, so they cut off her clitoris. Female genital mutilation, they call it. That's what the Muslims do. Of course, if a Muslim rapes a girl who spurns his advances, let's say a 12 or 13-year-old girl, and some 30 or 40-year-old guy makes an advance toward her and she turns him down, and he rapes her. Well, in the United States, you know, he's going to have to pay a penalty for that. But do you pay a penalty over in the Sudan? No. Over in Egypt? No. In Pakistan? No. Do you know what happens over there? They make the young girl marry the guy that raped her. They say it's obviously Allah's destiny for you to be married to this man. That's why he raped you. You must marry him. Now think about that. Some dirty old man rapes you as a little girl, and then you have to marry him. They still have child marriages in Islam. That's Sharia law. That's what they call Sharia law. And they want us to obey Sharia law. That's what they want to have in America. Not our Constitution, not our laws. They want Sharia law. It's horrible. It's a travesty. That's what Islam is. That's why I say it is so un-American. It is so unconstitutional. They're such haters. I do not believe we should allow even one Muslim, not one Muslim, to exist in America. If they own a home, get the value of the home, and we'll pay them for their home. I don't want to steal anything from them. If they own cars and jewelry or whatever, then reimburse them. And send them to their country where there's Muslim countries, but get them out of America, because this is hateful. And then, of course, they turn around after getting all these benefits as refugees and as immigrants, and they kill Christians. They use guns, they use knives, whatever they can get. And they think Allah is going to give them a paradise with virgins up in heaven for all their killing. Let me tell you something, my friends. The real book says, thou shalt not kill. It doesn't leave room. It doesn't say you can kill your daughter if she dates a Christian. It doesn't say you can kill your daughter if she refuses to marry you. She's only 9 years old. She refuses to marry some 50-year-old, 60-year-old man. This is a horrible devil religion. And believe me, Muhammad doesn't have anything to do with Mary. Muhammad is in hell. How do I know that? Because the Bible tells me so. The Bible says, if you do not believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, you will die in your sins. And that's what happened to Muhammad. He died in his sins. Tex, you can't say that about the Muslims. I just did. Well, here's another story that's sort of sad. You may have missed this, but I think it's very important for today. In Bucks County, I guess that's in Wisconsin, says authorities in Bucks County make an arrest. This news report says make an arrest in a fetish themed child predator sex ring. They say was going on for the better part of a decade. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro said that for the last 7 years, at least 4 men sexually abused a young boy at sex parties, where the men would dress up like different animals. Now let me explain this. These 4 men would dress up, you know, like Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, or, you know, some kind of animal, the Shrek or whatever. And then they would rape the child. The child victim was repeatedly abused by a group of criminals who cared only about their gratification. They cared nothing about this young boy. This is a horrendous case, said the Attorney General. Man. They were charged with child rape, involuntary deviant sexual intercourse, and unlawful contact with a minor. Now, Shapiro, the Attorney General, said he was deeply disturbed, not only as your Attorney General, but as a father of 4 young children. These predators absolutely sicken me. They do me too, friends. And let me tell you, this is not the only predator ring. I told you about Pizzagate. Pizzagate, Hillary Clinton, Anthony Weiner, all those people in Pizzagate, the Podestas, they're all involved one way or another. We're going to find out about them eventually. They're horrible. We have these kind of things going on in America. These Democrats, let me tell you, if you're pro-abortion, you will do anything. You're so warped. You're so demented. You're going to do anything. The devil will cause you to do anything. It's horrible. I have an older order. This was new, by the way, but these 4 guys dressing up like animals and having sex with a young boy. By the way, they did it numerous times. They love to do this. Sick. Here's a story from Natural News. It says, a one-time acting director of cybersecurity at the Department of Health and Human Services, who once admitted that he was interested in the rape and murder of children, will spend at least the next quarter century behind bars after being convicted on child pornography charges. Wow. Man, Timothy D. Foggy, 56, Germantown, Maryland, was convicted. Boy, You know, this guy's just... Says DeFoggy used a Tor network to access a child porn website. Through the website, DeFoggy accessed child pornography, solicited child pornography from other members, and exchanged private messages with other members in which he expressed an interest in the violent rape and murder of children. DeFoggy suggested meeting one member in person to fulfill their mutual fantasies to violently rape and murder children. Boy, they've got a part of the internet. I don't know how to access it. I don't even want to know how. It's called the dark web. The dark web. Hey, don't even try to get on it. But evidently, this dark web is known by the FBI. And that's where all the child pornographers do their dirty work. On this dark web. Talk about dirty work. Talk about Muslims. Here's an interesting story that just came out. From Eastern Uganda. Muslim mob rapes 15 Christian women in revenge attack because they converted. This Muslim mob were infuriated because these 15 women converted to Christianity. They stormed the church in Uganda. They beat up and tied the men. Then they raped 15 of the Christian women. And they were Muslims. Now, isn't that nice? Isn't that a wonderful thing? Meryl Streep, actress, hater of Trump. There you are. There's your peace and justice, Muslims. Hey, by the way, back to Mary, being given as a wife to Muhammad in heaven, according to the Quran. Did you know in Italy, a Catholic priest, supposedly Christian, but not a Christian, of course. In Italy, this is a new article, just came out. A Catholic priest read from the Quran. At the altar. He read from the Quran. And then. Then he had a woman who got up. And he said, let us all say this is the Virgin Mary. And he had her put on a Muslim burqa. That's where they hide your face and all that stuff. He says, behold the Virgin Mary. In a Muslim burqa. Well, he's listening to Pope Francis, isn't he? The Pope says that Muslims are saved. Even the ones that raped those 15 girls in Uganda. Pope, them too? Wow. Well, this has been a volume of secrets for today. Been great being with you. Hope you'll tune in next week. We're going to talk about irreconcilable differences. What about all these people demonstrating, rioting, and so forth? I'm going to give you some inside scoop on it. I'm going to tell you about it. They want the overthrow of Donald Trump, and they want a communist nation. This is just like 1917 in Soviet Russia. We're in for it, my friends, and we got to fight. How do you fight? You pray. You ask God's help. No doubt, He will come to our rescue. But we got to stand up for Jesus. We got to stand up for Christianity. We got to stand up for the truth. I'm Tex Mars. Been great to be with you today. Tune in each week during this same time and discover the power of prophecy.